Well, good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to KSWV Suave Radio, 99.9 FM and 810 AM. We'd like to welcome to our studios the one, the only, Mr. Ralph Nava. Good morning, Ralph.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Really good. We'd like to also welcome with us on the telephone, Florian Vital. Good morning, Florian. How are you, sir?
I am here. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Thank you so much. Now, Florian is the New Mexico National Guard Command Historian. We want to start out by saying thank you to Ralph and to Florian. Florian, for all of your service to our country. Thank you so much, gentlemen. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
It's our pleasure.
Now, Ralph, let's cue up the conversation for our listeners out there. Very exciting opportunity to be learning about a presentation that's going to be taking place soon. But tell us a little bit about why we reached out to Florian, and then we're going to bring Florian into the conversation, ask Florian about, we're going to get more into who he is and about the presentation, but just cue up why we're going to have this conversation this morning, my friend.
Well, the presentation that we're planning is being administered by the New Mexico Military Museum Foundation. Now, the New Mexico Military Museum Foundation was set up to support the New Mexico Military Museum. A lot of people don't even know that we have a New Mexico Military Museum here in Santa Fe, and it's an amazing museum. It was set up by soldiers. It was set up by people, soldiers in New Mexico, that wanted to recognize their accomplishments. They wanted to have a safe place for people to come back and just kind of unwind. So we have an amazing military museum here in town. About 2007, the military museum, which isn't under the state, it's actually under the National Guard, they needed to have a source of funding to expand the museum, so they created the Military Museum Foundation. And the Military Museum Foundation is a fundraising arm to help the military museum honor veterans in New Mexico. Florian came on board, on the board of the foundation, and he suggested that we do a presentation on the Ghost Army. A lot of people don't even know about the Ghost Army. It's amazing what these guys were able to accomplish, and it was all kept top secret forever. And so he said, we need to honor these people. And that's really what the museum and the foundation have tried to do all along, is just try to honor veterans. We have so many different programs to honor veterans. We have a Heroes Remembered program. We have a Hall of Honor program. We have a lot of different programs to honor veterans. But this is a program that most people don't even know about it. And there's a movement to try to recognize the Ghost Army. And so Florian has been a part of that, and he wanted to do a presentation. That's how it came about.
Well, that's awesome. Thank you so much for teeing up that conversation for us. That was absolutely perfect. Florian, welcome to KSWV Radio. Tell our listeners a little bit about yourself, my friend.
All right. So, like you mentioned before, I'm for the last year now, I've been the command historian for the New Mexico National Guard. I do live in Kansas City, Missouri, though. My full-time position is actually at the U.S. Army Engineer School out of Fort Leonard, Missouri, and I'm the command historian at the school. And this is really how I came in contact with the Ghost Army Legacy Project. We had a presentation very similar to the one that we'll be doing in Santa Fe back at the beginning of June. And that's when I met the presenter that will be flying in. His name is Roy Eichhorn. He's actually an anthropologist, but he's the former director of research and development of the Army Management Staff College at Fort Belvoir. And he has worked for the Army in one or another capacity for at least or more than 30 years. And he's done extensive research on U.S. military deception and so on and so forth. He had a stepfather who was actually a member of that Ghost Army. And just like Ralph started talking about, the Ghost Army is really something that most people don't know about because it was classified until the mid-90s. And then that's when the declassification took place. people really wanted to honor those folks, because a lot of people had no idea what they've done, even family members. You know, people came back from World War II and, you know, they put away their stuff and that was it. Nobody really talked about it anymore. So this is why they created the Ghost Army Legacy Project, and Roy is one of those founding members of that. And what they want to get accomplished is really get the Congressional Gold Medal Act to go ahead and honor those veterans.
I was going to say that the Florian, we're talking about the event that is going to be taking place August 18th, folks. So just let's put a little thumbtack on that date, and we're going to get into all the details of the times and all that sort of stuff in just a moment. But August 18th, okay? Now, Florian, I'm looking at a handout that was given to me by Ralph, but I'm also looking at your website. There's this really cool photograph of a tank. It says the Ghost Army, Engineers of Deception. Tell us a little bit about the Engineers of Deception part, because it says here with Roy, founding member of the Ghost Army Legacy Project, amazing history of the top secret 23rd Headquarters Special Troops Unit. It gives really, I mean, this is very fascinating because it is, you know, being revealed to the people that will be there.
Yes. So the Ghost Army was a unit of about 1,100 soldiers. And the picture that you refer to, as a matter of fact, is probably one of the more known pictures. So what that Ghost Army, what the purpose was, or the mission, is really deception. So we all, or many of the people that know a little bit about D-Day, for example, the landings in France, we talk about, you know, Patton's Army, Patton's Ghost Army, of how they try to deceive the Germans in regards to where they're going to be landing at, how many troops, so on and so forth. So the picture that is most widely known are those dummies. They have dummy tanks, they had dummy trucks, they had fake radio transmissions, all kinds of other things to really fake out the enemy of them not knowing of where they would be at and where would they be crossing the channel. So those are one of the pictures that you would know and you might have seen, you know, four guys lifting up a tank, which is, of course, you know, just pretty much a big balloon or whatever. So that's really great. But then once they're going into France, they're doing much more of those things, which those are not that known in many circles. And they really deceive the enemy so well. And we're talking about Battle of the Bulge, crossing the Rhine. This is when they really come in. And this is where they, you know, really say, that is where they saved lives. Because we might have gaping holes of where our troops would be. But part of those holes, there's nobody there but that Ghost Army. They think there's an entire, you know, army located right there, or several divisions, but not too many people are over there. Well, that really goes in the planning process of the enemy. So,
you know, this is so cool. I'm so excited about this, Florian and Ralph, because we're talking about how we used strategy through kind of some trickery. You know, you have inflatable tanks, jeeps, other vehicles, false radio chatter, playing sound effects, all of this to trick the German forces, to deceive the enemy about the strength and location of American units. Very fascinating. I mean, because they used not only engineers, but artists.
Yep.
Artists to make this look and appear lifelike, real, and so much so that it deceived the enemy. How amazing was that art to make these inflatable tanks and make them look exactly like a real tank? You know, I'm getting off topic here. We have a International Balloon Fiesta. It'd be kind of cool to have a tank on the special shapes, man. Just saying.
That would be amazing.
Yeah. We're visiting with Ralph Nava and Florian Vital. We're going to take a quick break, come back with more on KSWV Radio 99.9 FM, 810 AM, talking about the upcoming event that's going to be taking place, and it's going to be a wonderful presentation. The Ghost Army, World War II, Congressional Gold Medal Act, and we're going to be talking about the presentation that's going to be made on August 18th. And back with more in just a moment, folks. KSWV Radio, visiting with our good friends, Mr. Ralph Nava, Florian Vital. Florian, now let's talk about the just details about the presentation that's going to be. It's going to be August 18th, and what time and where, my friend?
So like you said, 18 August, we're going to do the Ghost Army Engineers of Deception presentation at the New Mexico Military Museum. They're located at 1050 Old Pecos Trail in Santa Fe. We will have the door opening at 5:30. So when people want to come a little bit earlier, they're more than happy. They can go through the museum itself for a little while. And then the presentation will begin at 6 p.m. And it will probably take about 2 hours at the presentation with one break in between. And we decided to actually split up the presentation into two main parts. The first part, we're talking about the organization of the Ghost Army, you know, what they have done, what their mission was. Roy has some great pictures where you really see that, hey, just by having a few fake tanks on the field, that will not deceive the enemy. You also have to have the tracks behind it, and that all has to look real. So that's about the first hour. And in the second hour, we're really going to talk about the artists, the people that were part of the Ghost Army. And this is really one of the amazing parts, I think. You know, who did they recruit? Who was part of the Ghost Army? And how were they really able to do what they've done? So for myself, I really always try to bridge the civil military societal gap that we see many times. So this is one of my hopes to hopefully get some more, just like artists from local artists from Santa Fe and other folks that might not be that interested in military history, but they're interested in art. Because we can talk about in the second hour will be about, you know, the artists as soldiers, how they applied the artistic thinking and techniques to solve military problems. We talk about Cubanism and camouflage and topics like that, that I think is really amazing. And you don't have to be a military historian or be interested in military history that much just to see what they've done. And then the people, it's truly about the people, right? I mean, we talk about those artists. There's fashion designer Bill Plass, painter Ellsworth Kelly, watercolorist Arthur Singer, photographer Art Kane, and many others that were part of that unit that were many times recruited straight from universities to be part of this Ghost Army. So it's just amazing. And then, of course, we can't forget the actual link to New Mexico. We have two members of New Mexico that were part of the Ghost Army. We have all the information, and Charles Martinez, another historian for the New Mexico National Guard, he was actually able to track down the family members of those two veterans. And it looks like they will be with us during that presentation, which I think is just, you know, so amazing to really put a face. And those are really real people in our community that did something great like that.
Let's give the URL. I think it's pretty easy to remember, folks. Ghostarmy.org. You could go learn about the Ghost Army World War II Congressional Gold Medal Act. And, you know, I'm taking a look at the information that we have here with Roy Eichhorn, founding member of the Ghost Army Legacy Project there in D.C., presenting this history of the top secret 23rd Headquarters Special Troops Unit. There are famed artists that you talked about. Some people may recognize these names, but fashion designer Bill Blass, painter Ellsworth Kelly, the watercolorist Arthur Singer, photographer Art Kane, and many, many others. You're saying there's going to be some great photographs there, Florian.
Yes, and then just, you know, what they've done after the war. And once again, after the war, they came home. They might have been artists before. They come back after they do their duty, and they go right back into society and don't even talk about it. Mm-hmm. Some other ones actually keep on working for the military or you know, the U.S. government in one capacity or another. But it's just an amazing story.
Ralph, top secret tactical deception. It's something that our militaries use today here in the country and around the world.
I don't think they do it to the same extent that they did then, but it was just absolutely amazing. These guys pretended that they were generals and soldiers, and they went to the bars, and they would talk, you know, kind of whispering out loud so that the spies could hear them, all the stuff they were planning. And
wow.
It was just absolutely amazing, all the stuff that these guys did.
That is really amazing. And again, this is going to be August 18th. That's a Wednesday. So the Ghost Army, Engineers of Deception special presentation hosted by the New Mexico Military Museum Foundation. Our friend Florian Vidal, the New Mexico National Guard Command historian, Ralph Nava, and folks, you can check it out. And tell us, Florian, for people that are unable to make it, will there be any kind of information that they could go to and follow up afterwards?
Well, the best information you probably find is under the ghostarmy.org. That is actually from the project itself. They have lots of information about the Ghost Army there. But we'll be also putting some information up on the museum website, just to give everybody some kind of background. And we'll see about actually recording the presentation as well.
We've got some quotes here. Tom Brokaw. You remember Tom Brokaw from NBC News? Says here on the handout you gave me, little known, highly imaginative, and daring. That's what he has to say about the Ghost Army. The National World War II Museum says the valiant service of this top secret unit cannot be overstated. And the American Legion, their quote is, extraordinary courage and remarkable ingenuity in the face of the enemy. Now, if anyone knows ingenuity, it's Germans. I mean, you take a look at everything that is built in Germany, whether it's automobiles or whatever. So to be able to fool the Germans, you got that to be pretty darn real. So that talks to the skill level of these artists and engineers.
You know, I was reading some of the stuff on the website, and apparently when you use Morse code, you have a technique of using your Morse code. It's almost like your signature, your writing. When you're doing cursive, everybody has a little different style of it. These guys were even able to imitate the people that were transmitting on using Morse code, so the enemy thought these guys were still there, that the U.S. forces were still there, because they were still sending out messages, and they were long gone.
Wow. I guess my question is who even thought about doing this in the first place, you know, in the military?
Well, there was a couple of guys that went together, but I think in order to find that out, you really have to go and see the presentation.
There you go. See? All right. That? So I like that. I like that answer. I like that answer. So, okay, folks can go in person, we're saying, right?
Yes.
And yes. You go in person. And you got to get a ticket beforehand, or can you just show up at the door?
You can just show up at the door. Now, this is a fundraising event. There's not a charge to get in, but we are asking for donations. We'd like to continue with this type of educational program. We want to start having a lot more educational programs at the museum. It costs money to put on these programs, and so we need sponsors, and we also need people to donate at the door. Right now, we have two wonderful sponsors for this event. We have Guadalupe Credit Union.
Yay! More than banking, we're family.
Amen. And we also have Toyota of Santa Fe. Buddy has always been an amazing supporter of the veterans, and so he stepped up to the plate to help us put this on. But we do need to get donations and additional sponsorship so we can bring more programs. There are so many stories about the veterans and the things that they've accomplished. And with people like Vidal and with people like Charles Martinez, we're able to find all kinds of amazing stories out. And we'd like to bring more of this out to the public.
How much does it cost to be a sponsor in case some small businesses are out there listening?
$1,000.
Okay. All right, folks. So $1,000 goes to a great cause, supports a very worthy effort to have these presentations and continue to have them. And to, man, I'm telling you, This is really fascinating, just even thinking about this and what they had to go through. I'm thinking like next level Meow Wolf type stuff, you know?
Do you remember the program Hogan's Heroes?
I do. Jawohl, Comandante.
Well, it reminded me a lot of that because these Americans, as you were saying earlier, the German people are not dumb people.
They're known for their ingenuity.
They are extremely intelligent, and yet these guys were able to completely fool them. The deception was just absolutely amazing. So it just kind of reminded me of that story because, although that one made the Germans look like they weren't so bright, but this is kind of along those lines.
Yeah, yeah, no, it's totally bright, and I used to love to watch Hogan's Heroes, you know, coming out in and out of that secret door there on the floor. Florian, thank you so much. Final thoughts for our listening audience out there, Florian.
Well, we also want to thank our senators of New Mexico. Both of those senators are co-sponsoring this act now. And just the second New Mexico senator just started supporting this at the beginning of this week. So that's great. We have they need 67 senators to co-sponsor this act. And right now they have 46. So there's a few more to go, but, you know, New Mexico did the duty in regards to the senator. So, you know, let's go ahead and honor them in our museum next, the great veterans of the Ghost Army.
I want to thank United States Senator Ben Ray Lujan, United States Senator Martin Heinrich for their support. That's great. Very cool. Let's give the details again, my friend. Florian, tell us all the details.
All right. So the Ghost Army Engineers of Deception, the presentation will be at the New Mexico Military Museum, which is at 1050 Old Pecos Trail in Santa Fe. The doors open on 18 August at 5:30. So feel free to come a little bit early to look through the museum. They have some great new exhibits. And then the presentation will begin at 6 p.m. and it will last for about 2 hours or so.
Very good. Florian, Ralph, final thoughts, my friend?
I just hope that everybody comes to see this absolutely amazing event. You'll just be blown away by it.
Well, I want to say thank you again to you, Ralph, to you, Florian, to our ancestors, right? To our military ancestors, to those that were involved in this mission. I mean, they gave everything they had to do this, and I want to say thank you to them and to the living. And let's keep this memory going. Let's keep these presentations going, folks, because not only do we honor, but it's a good reminder of what we're made of and of our of what we're capable of as a country. So thank you so much, gentlemen. Appreciate you being here.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
All righty. Back with more in just a moment, folks.